The Hatfield-McCoy ATV trail system that runs through southern West Virginia is just one example of how people are using the well-known history of the infamous feud to make money. Other businesses in southern West Virginia have also cropped up in recent years with the name, most of them catering to the trail riders. Spring, summer, and fall in Gilbert, West Virginia in Mingo County, most days you can find a barrage of ATVs rolling through town. Most of the riders are visiting for an adventurous vacation. The asphalt road runs are usually a short trip from their cabins or hotels to the woods onto the Hatfield and McCoy trail systems.
You come down here at any given time, you see 20 four-wheelers here, five over there, six, you know, those people come in here to spend their money.
Chad Bishop is the master distiller in a nearby distillery. To get there, you have to drive up a steep hillside, and there's a sign out front that reads, "Reporters not allowed." The videographer I was working with was actually so spooked by that sign, he backed up into the hillside and suggested we leave. And like the trail system, the distillery's called, you guessed it, the Hatfield and McCoy Distillery. Most of the customers are ATV tourists.
When they come up my distillery, if they want a bottle of my product, they're getting the best money to buy.
Chad takes a lot of pride in making moonshine. Well, technically it's whiskey, according to the Alcohol and Beverage Commission, but for Chad, the craft of brewing corn mash will always be moonshine. Chad says the recipe comes from the infamous William Anderson Devilance Hatfield himself. You see, Chad married into the family. His mother-in-law is Nancy Hatfield, the great-great-granddaughter of Devilance.
Chad's the main man at the distillery. He's my son-in-law.
Her father worked in the coal mines, but the boom and bust cycle meant he was often out of work.
Everybody was poor. We didn't know no better, you know. He had a tough life. Coal mining's hard. It's a hard life. We'd have starved to death if it meant for bootlegging back in the 50s.
Her daddy made moonshine with a radiator. She says today it'd take a lot longer if they had to make moonshine that way. But the moonshine tradition goes back even before the 50s, according to Nancy's mom, Billy Hatfield. Everybody calls her Granny Hatfield.
Back when I was 20 years old, we got married. And we moved to Bean Creek, a hole in the ground, one way in, one way out. And to make extra money, we made moonshine and sold it. And we hid it when he'd bring it out of the mountains. I would mix it in a bathtub. And I got pretty good on my 90 proof and all that. Back then, we made 90 proof and 100 proof, you know. And you had to watch your feds all the time because they were all the time after us. But we made moonshine, and that's how we made our extra money.
And today, the family business is legit, a registered tax-paying business that helps them make a living and stay in West Virginia. Owned by great-great-granddaughter Nancy Hatfield, with the son-in-law making the moonshine as the master distiller. In addition to the distillery, Nancy also runs a small lodging company that rents vacation cabins and hotel rooms to tourists. She doesn't mind sharing her family's story with visitors.
Oh, I enjoy talking to them. I talk to so many people, take so many pictures. I'm not famous or anything, but you know, they always want a picture. I've took them in my pajamas out there on the porch, you know, with my hair up and everything. Because, you know, I can't go throw my clothes on when they come to the door. So I'm used to it, you know.
In a way, Nancy says she feels like she's reclaiming her family's name through her businesses and by telling these stories. Even though the family wasn't consulted before construction of the trail system that uses their name, both Chad and Nancy told me that the Hatfield and McCoy trail system has been great for business. Still, running a business that depends on tourists isn't profitable year-round.
There's only 7 months of business. The five, you don't have anything. It's dead for 5 months. And it's hard to come back after when you start back in March, 1st of April, because you have to spend all your money for the winter. That's the only downfall of it. It's so hard, you know. And God always makes a way. It's amazing, you know. You pray the power bills ain't gonna be too high, you know.
Just recently, Nancy's Moonshine Company won a long battle with producers in other states, such as Missouri and California, who were trying to use the name for their own brands of liquor.
That's one thing that I got what I wanted. You know, I want my name. I don't want anybody to have my name. It's not the real people. It's not fair.
Nancy and her company won the lawsuit, so now they get to keep the name Hatfield & McCoy Moonshine to label their liquor. Chad says, along with the Hatfield & McCoy Country Museum in Williamson, it's just one more way to bring another layer of authentic heritage to share with visitors.
Well, here you can come down here and go to a museum, and you can come here and watch whiskey being made in the mountains, you know, just like they did 150 years ago. So, yeah, I mean, they use the name, but I think if anybody's got the right to use it, it should be them.
After all, the craft and recipe for this liquor was developed and preserved in the backwoods of the West Virginia Hills. So the only way for it to be authentic is to keep the name.
We don't really play off of the name, but what we want people to know is here we stick true to tradition. We're from the mountains. We make whiskey in the mountains. We do it all in the mountains.
And reclaiming their name for their business is also about taking back the narrative that has been told over the years, says Nancy. Ever since the feud, reports have traditionally focused on the fights and anger among the families.
I could write a book on our family. I couldn't tell you everything. It was Hatfields. Like I told you, the curse was handed down. You know, there's a lot of temperament. They have a lot of problem with forgiving. They can't forgive. It's sad.
While she admits that most of her family members have a bit of a temper, she's quick to point out that there's more to her family.
Hatfields are great people. My daddy would have given you the shirt off his back. I love my daddy. I was his sidekick, you know. Anything he told me to do, I'd do it. I mean, those things I did, I shouldn't have done. I should have been killed, you know. He bought me race cars. I raced them, you know. What was I going to do with Corvettes? I raced them. Camaros, you know. Daddy taught me all that, you know.
What else did he teach you?
He taught me there was a God. You know, he taught me, Nancy, don't let anybody ever tell you there's not a God, because there is. Not that he was so religious, you know, but he taught me that.
That was Nancy Hatfield talking about her daddy, Marcus Yule, and everybody called him Yule Hatfield. He taught her to make moonshine. Our associate producer, Eric Douglas, contributed to that story.